For as you have seen in my word this night, there is much about praise and worship that my church does not know. The verses that you have seen in my word tonight, pay close attention to them, for they emphasize the need for you to come together and worship me corporately. Yes, you should worship me privately, individually. But the anointing that is released through your corporate worship is an anointing that will impact your city. For I will tell you what you have done this night. My word was sown into your hearts, and it did not return void. As I sat and watched, there were those of you who worshiped me tonight from your spirit in a way that you never have. There were those of you who worshiped me in spirit and with the understanding in a way that you never have. And you were doing it sincerely, and you were doing it from a heart motivated by a desire to experience me and to know my love. As you were worshiping me, out of you who opened your hearts and worshiped in this way, glory was being released through you. You have heard much about confession and confessing my word and how it impacts your circumstances and brings about change. And this is true. But there is much about worship that my church does not understand. For just as you confess my word and released out of your mouth is the power that accompanies my word, as you were praising me, the glory that accompanies worship was being released out of you. This is a hard thing for many to understand and comprehend. But I want you to see it this way. Out of your mouths, my glory was being released. As it was being released, it was going forth out of this place to impact this region. In the realm of the Spirit, what has happened this night, there was a type of praise and worship that was released that captured the attention of demons who have never been to this place before. You see, your worship began to ring throughout the realm of the Spirit in this region. And there were devils that began to hear you, and their heads snapped and turned back to look to see what was the source of this sound. And there was a fear that was released into them because of what you were doing. Tonight, you have shaken the camp of the enemy. And your enemy does not like this. I have shared with you from my word that when my word goes forth, the enemy comes immediately to steal it away from you, to nullify its effectiveness. He is going to do this to try to keep you from worshiping me this way in the future. But I want you to know that this night, you have engaged in a type of spiritual warfare that few churches ever experience. You have inflicted damage into the camp of the enemy. He wants revenge, but if you will continue to be a congregation that praises me and worships me, the power and the anointing of the worship that is released through you will continue to drive back the darkness. The more that the darkness is driven back, the more my glory will be released. This is a process, but it is a process on the path to revival. You have done well this night, and I am pleased with you. Your worship has reached my throne room. You have blessed me mightily. And there are those of you tonight, because of your worship, I have been able to release into you things you have been seeking for, things you've been praying for. I have been able to do this for you. And I say to you this night, be encouraged. You have not wasted your time. You have entered into my presence. Continue to do this. Be known as a place not only of truth, but of worship. You have done so well for so many years. And I have taken note of what you have done all these years. And your worship has been so wonderful all these years. Tonight, you have taken another step deeper into my glory through this worship. I am preparing you for a move of the Spirit that you have never known. I am working in you to will and to do of my good pleasure. So do not be weary in well-doing. Your worship was great well-doing this night. I love you. And the worship that you gave to me blessed me mightily. I am looking forward to more times of this fellowship. I will show up. You will know my presence and my glory, says the Lord. Praise God. Bless you, Jesus. What I really believe has happened tonight for some people, a healing process in your body has begun. And it's kind of like this healing, it's, how can I say this? It's like healing is growing in your body. I don't know how else to express it, but it's been released in you because of this worship tonight. There's some of you, you've been interceding for a lost loved one, a family member, and your worship tonight has broken down some barriers that have been built by the enemy around those family members. And because of this worship, the Lord wants you to know that He is now, right now, this moment, ministering to them. He says they still have a will and the freedom to choose me. He says, but because of your worship, it's been as though you were interceding for them through your worship. And I am ministering to them even this moment right where they are. Praise God. We had a prophecy years ago. I don't remember how long ago it was, but we had a prophecy in our church that dealt with that. I remember that now. How that as we come together in worship, that in the realm of the Spirit, there's not distance like there is in the realm of the natural. And that we can come together as a congregation and begin to praise and worship God. And when we do, it will impact people that aren't anywhere near us. And I know that sounds like a strange concept, but just think, when we confess the Word of God over situations that are nowhere near us, we see change. Same thing with the worship.